if you're a hip hop head, you're letting hip hop down, hey? I mean, I remember the times of hip hop, when hip hop was still hip hop, people would dress in the attire. You would know, this one. But people don't do that anymore. What has happened is the question. It's Wise FM Lunch. We're going to cross over all the way to Durban at Africa's Travel Indaba. So, Kulumano Neo, Wagapotoana, joining us on the line. Neo, I see color. I see a couple of familiar faces and stalls, businesses as well. How's it going? Nawa, can you hear me? All right, let me see what I can do here. Nawa doesn't seem to hear me. Let's see if we can get this sorted out. Nawa, can you hear me now? Okay, we'll try him one more time. Yeah, you there? Okay, we seem to have a bit of a glitch.
In this area, you can see that the network is taking quite a toll. There's a lot of people that are on the network. But one thing that has been constant this whole morning is our message of spreading the product and as well as what Mpumalanga has to offer. Very good afternoon to you if you just joined us on Rise FM. Yeah. We are coming to you live from the Durban Exhibition Center. Both venues, the Durban Exhibition Center and the international venue that is the ICC, is today a place of meeting in this next couple of days from the 13th to the 15th of Africa Tourism Indaba. Now, when you speak about tourism, you're not only talking about transportation, which has been the product that we've been offering or talking about on air this morning. It is also the training of individuals that are within the hospitality sector. So the product we're going to be speaking to coming out of the place of the rising sun today is the Mpumalanga Regional Training Trust. The MRTT is a hospitality and tourism academy. And we've got right in front of me here a representative from this MRTT, Unkosika Zuzanele Khoza. Makasibingelele, let's come get on Rise FM today.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you? And how are you to your listeners?
We are feeling good. We are overwhelmed to a certain extent by how much South Africa has to offer. But firstly, talk to us about the training, kind of training that you provide as a product in the hospitality sector at Mpumalanga.
Alrighty. So MRTT Hospitality and Training Academy provides the training that the industries that are gathered here this week needs.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You are looking at your restaurants. You are looking for waitresses. We are here. We provide that training. Bar attendances, we provide. Today, we're all booking hotels. When you wake up and you leave your room and you come back, it's done. Mm-hmm. We do the training of those people who are going to make your bed. You know, they make the bed in a certain way that is prescribed by industry, not like myself waking up and just making my bed and thinking I've made my bed. No. They show you and they teach you how to make your bed. It's actually a qualification. It's called accommodation services for those people. How they clean the rooms, everything that they do, we train you on that. Then we come into chefs as well. Mm-hmm. One of our programs that is very popular that we are offering is a professional cookery, where the learners can turn out being chefs and they contribute to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here now at Indaba because now it's us, the institution, meeting the industry that we are training for. We are feeding industry with that skill. They need us and we need them. So while we are here, we are busy forging relationships with them. Why am I saying that? When...
All right. We may have quite a disturbance, but you can go ahead. Yes.
Okay. So when we train the learners, we've got a hotel, which is a hospitality academy, but you can actually go there, book yourself there with your family and stay in a hotel. But you must understand that as you come in there at the reception, the person that is going to meet you there can also be a learner. Mm-hmm. But he is supervised by a qualified receptionist. So he's learning. The person who's going to cook your food at the restaurant, those are learners who are being trained by their supervised by a qualified chef.
Right.
So it's actually you are gaining the work experience while you are in the institution, which makes it easy for the industry to incorporate that. But it doesn't end there. We still need industry because we are training you in our hospitality academy that is smaller. You can't compare it to your Southern Sons, your big establishment. So they must go now there and have that real, we call it learning, integrated learning, on-job training. So that right now, this pressure that the hotels are going under, I mean, how many people are hosting? So you must understand that when is that pressure? How do you come into the party and then how do you perform? So we are here to talk to industry to say, take our learner, give them that work experience that they need, and then they will be able to suit your industry once they get there.
By the way, in the hospitality industry, this is the one sector, the training, that is able to export a lot of South Africans to over six countries. So as small as it may be to our knowledge, in size and in the impact, it's not really small at all. The other point that I was getting is that these are professional standards. We as consumers of the hospitality industry are not always aware that, hey, this person that is cleaning is serving from left and clearing from right. This person here is you know. So all these things are what you train them to be. How important is it, though, for young people to look at undergoing such trainings? Because it is the face and as well as the reputation of the hospitality industry. But undergo such training, for it is the face and the experience of those who will be consuming the product.
It is very important. I'll tell you what, not just the learner, even currently in some establishment, I won't mention names.
They need training.
We sit there and we are waiting at me and I'm looking at you and I'm laughing. You come into my table, you clear the tables, you clear the plates. There's a way in which you clear the table. There's a way to the place. Yeah. How do you pack them in your hand? There's a way in which you pack them. So all of those nitty-gritties, we teach people, and the real industries must know that.
Yeah.
So that is why we are saying, even with this establishment, they are there and they're doing it. Bring your staff. Let us give you a refresher course.
Yeah.
We can give you a refresher course to your staff that are already in the industry, but they are not aware because there's changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even legislation is changes. There's also movement within skills training from the normal status to the QCTO. So things are always developing. But you might find that somebody has been working in the industry for 10 years, but things have changed. You are still doing the old way. So all we are saying, we are talking to industry and you say, talk to us and let us talk to you. But what we like, I like what you mentioned about exporting.
Yeah.
We have one learner that trained with us in 2023-24. Do you know that by November 2024, she got employment in Dubai? That's our first export.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we do export our learners. Most of them are in your cruise ships. We've got a lot of our learners here in KZN from Mpumalanga. We trained there. We've got them in Cape Town. So this industry, especially from Mpumalanga, let me just emphasize this. Hospitality and tourism, there's an opportunity there for our youth, our unemployed youth. Because why? Not only are you going to look for getting employment, you can start your own.
Yeah.
I don't know how familiar you are with Ngomazi.
Ngomazi, very well.
Are you? Do you know a place called Ngomazi Pizza?
Well, not so much.
The owner of that place, Stembiso Angwenya,
mm-hmm.
He trained with us after he lost his job during COVID. And today he's owning, I hear, about three of the Ngomazi Pizza within the area, and he has just opened another one in Matafeni in Bombela.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, that impact and the opportunity within hospitality and tourism industry, that you can start from nowhere and anytime. And what I like about MRTT is that our entry requirement is easy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of our children who can go to school and repeat grade 10 two times. Not because that he can't or he's playing. We assess them, we do take out of school youth. It's part of our mandate from the provincial government and the Department of Education, actually, to look into those learners and find a way of helping them. So we take that and then we train them as well.
Magakos, thank you so much for your time. Pastor Shire in the studio. Thank you so much. What I'm finding here as we get back to you in the studio is that we've got the product, we've got the places, we've got the sites to train. We just have to train one of our own to be able to package it and give it to those who are coming to experience it. And of course, we were talking there to one such an organization that is coming out of Mpumalanga. This is the Mpumalanga Regional Training Trust. They are MRCT, a hospitality and tourism academy that is training the young people and, of course, those who are currently operational. Some of the things that happen in these establishments are embarrassing, and you wonder, oh dear, how did we miss training here? Yeah. Back to you in studio with this update, and thank you so much for coming to you live from the Durban Exhibition Center. Just another one brought to you by the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency.
A major shout out once again to the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency that's now Potswana crossing live to us in studio out in Durban for the travel tourism in Daba. Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency representing Mpumalanga to the next level, man. Absolutely love it. Loving the detail about how it takes a skill to make a bed. If you could see a bed made by a man. So I take it now, or is picking up a thing or two, they'll be so surprised back at home.